This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, Johnny. It's another episode of the HeadGum Podcast coming at you live from Los Angeles, California, and New Jersey and New York, the tri-state area. About to get into it, about to do it to it. Johnny Villa here on the show, the core four.
It's Villa.
What's that?
It's Villa. I'm sorry.
I've never had to say it out loud. I've only read it because we're working remote in a way.
Yeah. No, I mean, I respect that, like, you're definitely being cognizant about like language differences and like pronunciation differences, but
you're giving me too much credit. I just, for me, it's about like throwing up enough shit on the wall, seeing what sticks, seeing what hits, seeing what strikes a chord or a nerve with someone.
Are you pissed? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, Marika?
I just laughed.
This is the show. This is absolutely the show. Johnny, I haven't given you any intro. You are a ad sales intern, future executive.
Yeah, I definitely like to poise myself as like an executive at the company, especially like down the line. But I definitely don't want to use that kind of title right now.
CCO, you know? Chief Community Officer?
Definitely not that either. I think like I'm still like the lowest on the rung at HeadGum, and I'm definitely walking on eggshells. So I don't want to step on anybody's toes right now because I, you know, the saying, first or last one hired, first one fired. You know,
that's definitely not like the situation at the network. I'm obviously always on eggshells, and you're not the lowest on the ladder. It's definitely.
Are you okay?
Me, because of the things I say in the chat, I got chewed out by Marty over the phone yesterday for even talking to Danny.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say, Amir.
Let's try to get the energy back, baby. You don't have to think about or bring it up. Definitely don't bring it up, but don't think about it. Try to...
He was so blunt about it. That's the issue, is that he called me. He wasn't even like happy to be chewing me out. He was just like, look, you need
this
to get your act
is
together.
Jeopardy. Or what game do we have for today?
I truly was fearing for my job security yesterday.
All's well that ends well, fam.
Agree, but my fear is that it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Johnny, you tell us a little bit about yourselves. We know you, but let the people know.
What's more to say? I'm Johnny Villa. I represent Burlington, New Jersey. If you're not aware of Burlington Coat Factory, that's where the headquarters is. It's my favorite place in the world.
Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah, Burlington Coat Factory.
That's cool.
Yeah, we should mention that you're wearing an entire fur coat.
Yes, indeed.
Layered over a parka.
Wrapped inside of a riddle.
It is boiling hot.
Yeah.
I also have like serious chills right now, so this is really good for me.
Yeah, you have the virus. You for sure.
I'm sorry, I'm not really following what you're saying.
Coronavirus, COVID-19.
Regeneron.
The reason why we can't go anywhere. What was that?
Regeneron. It's like an ad for the steroid he took.
Right, gotcha.
Regeneron. they did it.
It's almost like a jingle.
Yeah.
Regeneron. Exactly.
Johnny, are you single?
Indeed, I'm single.
You don't have to answer, you shouldn't have asked. So you don't need to delve into like the romantic intricacies of someone's life. Let's keep it light, surface
level.
We
just did If I Were You, and you asked me to name first, middle, last name of the last person I kissed.
That was an interesting way into a fun conversation, I thought. Yours is like putting someone on the spot.
I would agree.
I certainly don't want to antagonize Jeff, especially with that question, because I am single and ready to mingle. And if anything, I like the idea of announcing it to the audience of the HeadGum podcast to kind of just see who bites any flies that want to fly around me.
That's cool.
The floodgates are opening.
Find me on Hylee. Say hi me on Hylee.
Say hi Lee on Hylee. I matched with Lee R.
Quite frankly, R.
Awful.
Marika, I feel like you're hiding in the shadows. Do you want to kind of out yourself and stop being a coward?
You want to take that again?
Yeah, let me take it again and I'll cut this out.
Don't Ferris, cut it out, though.
Ferris, cut that out.
Keep it in.
Marika, you're kind of being a little bit of a runt in the shadows. Wondering if you want to stop being a little coward?
A runt?
If I just want to stop being a coward is the question, just about everything.
$1 trillion.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the energy up, like Amir said. Like, you're not only are you not saying anything, but you're shrouded in mystery and your background is Jeremy Strong.
I am shrouded in mystery. My room is very messy, so I put on a background so you don't have to look at it. I guess it's dark in here also because I have the curtains closed.
I'm sorry, Amir. I didn't cough when you were accosting me for like being low energy, being sad about what Marty said.
Also, if anything, I feel like I should be offended by the cough.
Nobody should be offended by the cough, by the way.
I knew it wasn't about me.
This is unbelievable. This is not how I wanted this to go.
I like being shrouded in mystery. I feel like that's my MO generally.
That's cool.
I don't like to share everything about
segment. What's your MO? Johnny, what's your MO?
That can't have been our first segment.
There's no way you could have predicted that.
That was absolutely not planned.
No, I didn't. It was a nice coincidence.
No, it was not planned.
So, MO regarding, like, what? Like, financial prospects?
How you generally occupy space in this world. Like, what's your whole deal, in a way?
That's such a vague question. You could answer it a million ways.
And that's what's fun about the segment, is I think.
I can't believe you're right. You're right about that. I guess my MO is to just, you know, take it one day at a time, smile, and that's it. I don't think life is that complex, you know? People want to imbue so much meaning onto life, but I think it's really that simple, guys.
That's really good. Did you vote?
Now, that is a question I know you aren't supposed to ask.
Marika, what's your whole MO? You said shrouded in mystery.
What if I said my MO was live, laugh, love, like one of those tapestries? Would you kick me out of the Zoom?
I would leave for the first time on this show.
I think I'd also leave.
Live, laugh, love artwork is one of the topics that Riley and I want to do for review.
That's a good idea.
So maybe when you come on, Marika.
I would like to do Broadway theaters if I were to ever come on.
We were kind of married to the whole live, laugh, love thing.
Of course, that you just heard me say.
Amir, your whole MO, besides shitting leaves?
What the hell is your problem? Besides shitting leaves?
You said
listen
on
to
if
yourself.
I were you.
Yeah,
no, I'm trying to help you.
I told you that in
public, yeah.
Confidence.
Live streamed.
I told you that in confidence that you would make it public. So
I told
you
that in
that.
Doubt.
Shrouded in confidence.
I would love any explanation.
My MO, I'm just, in a way, trying to live one day at a time, laugh
That's
every minute and
said.
Love with my whole heart.
You All mixed this- what Johnny and Marika said and you made it your own.
Oh, really? I didn't really put those two together. But yeah, in a way, I'm trying to make it so that I'm trying to live every day like it's to the fullest, laugh with my whole heart and love everyone that will let me love. I love love. I love being in love.
Love everyone that will let me love.
Such bad content.
And so far, I'm 0 for 6 on making a meaningful connection. With a friend or family member.
You have no meaningful connections.
I have 2 on LinkedIn.
I hate this tone.
You have 2 connections?
Meaningful ones, yes. One is with the CMO.
Chief Marketing Officer.
No, I'm thinking of Cuomo. One was with a C-U-O-M-O, which is a Chief Union Operating Mr. Officer.
Mr. Officer.
CNN, so that's Chris Cuomo. And the other one is with attendant. An attendant. And that's actually all you need to know.
Bathroom or otherwise.
You know what? Don't talk to me about tenant. I want to talk about attendance.
Meaning?
Do we tip them or? All right, this brings us to our second segment. What would Johnny do? We've done this with Ferris Monchi to get to know, you know, the man behind the Monchi. But I want to know the man behind the villa.
Vanilla wafers in the villa.
Fuck! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Johnny, I'm going to hit you with a couple of one-liners, just scenarios that you might find yourself in pre, during, or post pandemic. And you tell me, what would Johnny do? And then again, Marika, Amir, feel free to chime in. I might have to yell at you if you do.
About what Johnny would do.
About what you would do in the scenario that I'm putting Johnny doing.
Got it.
I got a good situation to sort of kick us off on.
All right.
So stand back, Jeff.
And stand by.
Johnny, you are going to a party. This is 2019.
That's cool.
So
that's cool.
Fine, right?
Okay.
But you're like sort of pre-gaming at home, and like your buddies have ordered pizza, so like you're already like pretty full and like kind of sauced up.
Love it.
Yeah. Then when you get to the party, hold on, someone's at my door. Dog's going crazy. Then when you get to the party, there's like crackers and meat and cheeses.
Charcuterie.
Now someone's ringing my doorbell. Do you like still go ham on the charcuterie, or is it like I already ate, I don't want to like eat? Or is it like, dude, free food, I gotta take advantage?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I always kind of see food and kind of imagine myself like, is this going to be my last meal? So I actually genuinely, that's genuinely what I think. So
you think you're on the verge of death every meal?
Yeah, like
charcuterie
is like such a nice way to like have your last meal, such a nice last meal. So yeah, I would definitely go ham on it. And considering my metabolism is like extremely high, I don't see any repercussions from it.
That must be nice. Yeah, that's good. All right, I'm going to see who's at my door. You guys keep talking.
It must be rice to have a faster metabolism than George.
Washington.
All right. What's that?
Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marika, what about you? If you're you find yourself in that position, are you going after that charcuterie?
I mean, frankly, I'm not a huge charcuterie person because I don't like quote unquote raw cheese, I believe is a term Nicole Byer coined. And I don't eat a lot of meat. So
that's cool.
It's really just a cracker situation for me, a dry cracker from a charcuterie board, maybe a pickle here or there. So I think I'd pass.
Have you ever put a pickle slice on a cracker?
Probably. I can't recall a time, but that's sure I have.
I've never done that, but it's an idea that I just thought of, like a Ritz with a nice bread and butter. That's a snack. That's a snack.
That's your next Instagram post.
Why would you say that?
Because of the one that you had where you put Ritz crackers by a tub.
That was a sponsored post. Yeah. I got $1,000 for that.
I mean, that's great. Congrats. I didn't get $1,000 for that.
But I'm going to shoot this one off. I know Blooms is not going to hear it, but we'll catch him off guard when he comes in. All right, Johnny, you're in a bar and the bartender cuts you off before you even order a single drink. What would Johnny do?
I think I'd just take the L on that one because I'm a little too scared to speak my mind and kind of assert myself. I'm also very, very tiny, so just asserting myself is just going to look comical. I think I'll just leave the bar and kind of just go home empty-handed and be sad.
That's really sad. Also, you're not tiny. Like, who do you think this bartender is going to be?
I don't know. Someone taller.
Sorry, one second.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, so my buddy AJ just sent me like the funniest fucking.
Yeah, he does this sometimes where he'll just stop doing anything productive, like recording the podcast, and just like answer a call or
it's like BTS
text. Yeah,
kind of goofing around backstage. It's kind of
so irrelevant.
It's irreverent.
It's frustrating to us because you know we're trying to do this. Like you and I have work to do.
Yeah.
And we took time out of our day.
I get that.
Are you back, Jeff?
I'm back with my tail between my legs because I didn't think about it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you didn't. You picked up a text. You opened a video of BTS, you said?
BTS. It was backstage BTS. It was kind of BTS.
I see.
BTS.
Yeah. So.
Goofing off because they obviously have downtime between rehearsal.
Yeah,
and the show.
Right. But that's like, I don't think you need to explain what's going on in the video necessarily.
Okay.
I think more or less you did make like a big point of just, you know, me being on airplane mode, you told me like extensively to not have my phone by me, but it just feels kind of hypocritical.
You're right. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Marika.
I feel like you should apologize to Johnny, too.
How so?
I feel like I'm used to your antics. And Johnny seems a little upset about it. So I think it's worth just apologizing to him.
I'm going to apologize now for what I've done thus far and what I will do for the next half an hour.
All right. That's fair enough. And I appreciate it.
I'm sincerely apologize. All right. So you're getting your flu shot and the nurse is sort of cute. What would Johnny do, Marika?
What would Johnny do?
What would you do? And then let's go to Johnny.
I feel like I really wouldn't do much. I think I'd just...
If at all.
Yeah, I'd probably just get my flu shot and then leave. And then be like, that person is cute. Nothing will happen.
I think I'd do the same exact thing as Marika. I respect someone in the service industry. And I think Medicare is somewhat service. So... You know, I wouldn't kind of put them on the spot like that. And I think it's kind of strange to ask that question. I think you wanted to coax me into saying something really compromising.
And I get that. And that's not, it would have been nice to like kind of catch you. Like
why would you want to catch me?
Well, because I'm trying to make sure that I'm not the only one that Marty calls and chews out. It'd be nice to have like, A, to not be the only one.
Yeah.
And then B, to kind of forge a kinship with you, Johnny, that we can kind of text and be like.
Yeah, you don't have to like strategically plan someone else's demise at the company.
Not demise, just like a way to connect with someone.
Right. Yeah, that's not the way. That's right. Absolutely.
Your
not
tailor
the way.
Is yapping your ear off about how you can't taper your jeans ankle openings to 4 inches because that's impossibly small and your feet won't fit through the hole. What would John
I've do? Gone through this exact scenario and I'm not joking. This is on Wall Street. There's a tailor that I went to and he told me, are you sure your feet are going to fit through it? And I just kept pestering him saying yes. And lo and behold, the customer was always right. And I was the customer.
Nice.
Really confusing way of putting that.
Pick up the pants.
I did pick up the pants. I'm wearing them right now, actually. And they do fit.
You stand up, it's tux pants.
They're impossibly tight.
All the right tightness in the wrong places. Oh, yeah, we're wearing jeans.
What's that?
I said it was just a little ditty. It doesn't.
Jeff, sing it again.
So
I think you got it.
In the grand scheme of things.
Did you sing it?
It's hard because I'm like starting to get really sad, but it's it was.
All wait, did the Johnny right... end up eating the snacks from the thing that I asked, the charcuterie? I think I missed the answer.
Why do you have a mask on?
Well, I was talking to somebody. Somebody came to my door. That's why I had to.
Yeah, but you can take it off, right? Second.
But yeah, I might have to like keep going in and out. They have to. I guess a tree is touching some electrical wiring near my house and they kind of need access to it. So they were asking me if they could, access like a little...
You're trying to park your Big Mac truck right in a little garage. What would Johnny do?
You have to answer that.
Yeah, this is another compromising question.
And you shouldn't answer it. You shouldn't ask it. And he definitely shouldn't answer. Let's go to the next one. Let's keep it like PG.
Nitpick the way you guys host your shows.
Never
you get
mind.
The coronavirus vaccine. What are you doing right after? What would Johnny do? This is for everybody.
Starting with me, I guess.
For everybody to say, what would Johnny do?
What would you do? And then the game is called, what would Johnny do? We've been over this with Paris Manshi.
I'd go back home, kind of keep myself safe from everybody. I still don't want to go outside. Can't take any risks. Right?
Mm.
It's, yeah.
It feels like this is like novel information for you. Like you would immediately go out or something like that.
I thought you were going to go to like Macy's. Take advantage of some deals.
I obviously wouldn't.
Marika, what are you doing as soon as you get that wacky vaxy?
I just want to clarify. We know that he's a Burlington Coat Factory stan, so he absolutely would never go to a Macy's.
It would be Burlington, yeah.
Yeah.
Different department store.
Yeah.
Marika, Amir, as soon as you get that vaccine, what are you doing?
I mean, I feel like I've answered this before, and I think I'd also just go home. I don't think I'd go crazy all of a sudden. I think I'd just
not
treat
crazy,
it like a normal
like
day.
Groceries.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd just kind of I'd go back inside and kind of wait for the general masses to confirm that things are back to normal.
Mm.
For really letting loose and doing some more normal activities.
Yeah, it would take months, right, before people started seeing the ramifications of opening up the country again under a vaccine that we hope works, tested for 30,000 cases, and then given to 300 million. We can't just start flooding the streets and kissing each other like World War II just ended.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're annoyed by that realization or sort of taken aback?
A video of you yelling at a grocery store clerk goes viral with the hashtag don't be a Johnny. Amir, what would you do?
What? Me going crazy hashtag is don't be Johnny.
Exactly right.
I would reenact it in a humorous way, sort of trying to own it. And I'm like, all right, you guys got me. I'm a Johnny or something silly, and like try to like turn it into some sort of TikTok craze that I can capitalize on in a day.
Marika?
I mean, I think I'd say that I would also try to make fun of it, make light of the situation, but I'd probably be really sad that I did that.
You'd feel regret.
Yeah, I think I'd try to leave the internet for a while, but I wouldn't be able to.
Sure, sure.
Because I'm too addicted to the internet.
Johnny?
I'd certainly have to make amends with the person I yelled at. And I I've worked in the service industry, and I can imagine how stressful it is, just the day to day. And on top of having someone yell at you, it's like, it's not great. So I guess I'd have to publicly apologize or something like that.
Yeah. Well, now I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
What's that?
Why do you feel bad?
I tripped a clerk. She was stalking the chip aisle.
Do
but
not.
I thought she was stalking me.
Do not be a Johnny.
All right. Someone offers you $80 million to spend the rest of your 20s in Birmingham, Alabama. What would Johnny do? You don't get the $80 million in one lump sum on your 30th birthday if you spend from today to your 30th birthday in Birmingham, Alabama.
You got to do it. I think it's worth it. Birmingham's kind of fun. It's like a college town.
Not really.
Suck it up for, how old are you, Johnny?
23.
Oh, you're already 30% done. 7 more years to go. You leave as a fucking millionaire. You can retire. Go anywhere you want. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Oxford, Mississippi. The whole South is your oyster at that point.
Anywhere is his oyster. He has $80 million.
After taxes?
67. In Alabama? Yeah.
You still have to pay federal taxes.
Really? Well, hopefully this Trump tax cut doesn't get repealed on the first day.
I'd do it.
Twirling your hair.
Marika has a gun.
I'd fucking do it.
I couldn't leave the city of Birmingham at all.
You cannot leave the city bounds of Birmingham, Alabama for
I'm not familiar.
The best years of your life. But you're what, 20, 25 or 26?
25.
So you that's only 5 years.
Yeah, I do it.
One of them will be still in this working from home environment.
You're arguing against me when I agree with you.
No, I'm
that
saying.
That would be easy peasy.
Like, how could you say no?
How could you? Yeah.
Yeah, especially right? 80 million.
Yeah.
Right.
10 to 15 years down the line, you find your dream house and you can afford it, but someone was murdered there?
Are you asking us?
I don't care. It's kind of interesting to think about.
What's the question?
Moving on.
That is the question.
Haley Williams from Paramore DMs you wanting to have an extramarital affair with you.
Oh.
What would Johnny do?
I think I'd take and kind of ride out the clout that's going to kind of coast with me for the rest of my life.
You can't buy that kind of publicity.
Totally.
For sure.
Williams? Haley Williams? That's fucking, that's TMZ. It'll eat that shit up.
Is it?
Fuck.
I say as a big Paramore fan.
We have to move on. This is absolutely not how I wanted this to go. This is our next segment. Things that are cooler than voting. Hearing a lot of stuff about how voting is cool. I don't really get it. You're just fucking filling out bubbles and mailing it. Like, that's why is that trill? Like, let's get this going. A vacation tan. That's cooler than voting.
This is a bad segment. I'm just going to say it, that this is a bad segment.
Yeah, we can all agree that this is a bad segment.
Can we all agree?
Yeah.
Head. Okay, you know what? You're right. This is a bad segment. I had some like plays on words. I was like queso blanco, Benny Blanco. Yeah, a lot of sauces are on here. Aioli, caramel sauce, peanut butter. Ethical porn. Diner coffee. Tasteful denim.
What the hell are
sorry.
You saying?
Sorry. Taste. Did you just say taste of denim?
Tasteful denim.
Okay. A little better.
Bitters, linen, truffle pasta, Raya, Land Rover Defenders, and having a say in shit. The show Frasier, Frasier Furs, Nevin.
What about them, man?
It's all cooler than voting. And I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. You should. I'm just saying that let's stop acting like it's the coolest thing you can do.
Nevin Sturfing. Is cooler.
I don't know. Nevin, the weird small neighborhood in downtown Los Angeles, just south of the 10 of the Arts District. It's like 4 blocks.
Yeah. Nevin. Voting is cooler than
it's mostly shipping warehouses. All right. What food is delicious but is a pain to eat?
I have to leave.
Are you shitting me? We're only 30 minutes in and
I know,
gold.
But like I'm getting like stimulus from the outside. Like people are needing to come in, out, dogs going crazy. And then like what's keeping me here is like absolutely asinine questions. Like what food is hard to eat? This is a no-brainer for me to have to go. Right? Lobsters. I hear like crabs or something that's hard to like prepare. Yeah.
He's gone.
I feel like, yeah, now we fully left. The problem with this is it's not a question so much it is a riddle. And I think that's where you really anger us with the riddles.
I don't think it's a riddle. I think it's subjective. For me, it's ribs. I love barbecue baby back ribs, but like your fingers are going to smell like barbecue for the next calendar day.
When's the last time you had ribs?
2 weeks ago. And I thank you not to bring it up again.
Way too recently for it to be the answer to this question.
I think
Johnny, what about
Oreos?
You?
Oreos for me.
Oreos, just a sandwich cookie is too difficult to eat.
Johnny can't be bothered, Marika.
Explain this. How do you eat an Oreo?
Okay, well, I eat an Oreo by dipping it extensively in milk. I wait till it's like extremely, extremely soft, and yeah. I don't like having the milk residue on my fingertips. You know, I think of it much like a baby back rib in the sense that your fingers are a little musty.
In a way, I could totally get that.
So you should be like making a bowl of cereal, but instead of cereal, it's Oreos and you're pouring the milk on them. That's like the consistency of an Oreo that you would want.
John Mayer did that. He did the Oreo minis in milk, and that was cereal to him.
It's all cereal to me. With Oreos, I've over the years decided that now my favorite part is the cookie and I don't like the cream.
That's
I think
wild.
That's just part of getting older.
What? Then I'm old. Then I love the cookie. Yeah. If you just eat the cookie, you end up with like stuff in your teeth for the rest of the year.
For rest of the year? Do you brush?
Brush.
Do you even brush,
teeth.
Dude?
Yeah, I take my hairbrush and I brush my teeth. Okay, Johnny. All right, this what old person things do you guys do?
So weird.
There's no time to even dig into that.
Yeah, let's not.
Old person things?
Old person habits that you might as well be doing, America.
Don't use that voice. Also, that made it more confusing somehow. I guess going to the theater. Feel like that's an old person thing to do, and I used to do that a lot.
Yeah,
that's all you have to say. No engagement in what I answered. You just say yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Anything.
That's interesting.
That was so ingenuine.
This is what this podcast is like, Johnny.
I will often yell at teens
about
I'm an old person. Like I'll be at the, you know, pre-COVID I'll be at the grocery store and they're like
tripping
tripping clerks, and because they think they run the place, but you know what, like they would be nothing without their customers. So
old are you?
How old are you when you miss 11th grade for the seventh year in a row?
Oh, you need to do the math.
I'm 20. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. What's the most expensive thing you've ever broken?
I've definitely broken a lot of electronics growing up, and it's definitely sown a lot of distrust between me and my parents.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, I can imagine I've broken vases, electronics, some household objects for sure.
That makes sense. You're bound to do that as a child. But what about like as an adult, do you think?
Oh, no, we are talking about as an adult too, right?
So you're just going around breaking electronics and vases as a 23-year-old man?
Yeah, I mean, kind of just because I've already sown that distrust as a child, I think. It's rightfully so in my character to just continue.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you should better yourself and maybe just be like less reckless with your body. Be more spatially aware. Well, let's hear Marika's.
I don't know if I have one. I really can't think of any like big item that I've broken. I'm very careful.
That's cool.
What's yours? You were setting it up.
A heart.
Yeah, obviously that was the answer. Obviously.
Because the average heart transplant, Johnny, $1.4 million. If someone narrated your... She's gone. All right, we'll end on this one, Johnny. If someone narrated your life, who would you want to be the narrator and you can't say Morgan Freeman?
I think David Attenborough. He'd be a great narrator for my life.
Mm. And I know who that is, but just for the listeners that don't, who is that?
I think he's... I actually might be... Very incorrect on this. I think it's the guy who narrates Planet Earth.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Yeah, I think I need someone with an accent to narrate my life.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I have to change my answer then. Accent.
I think it's fine. Like, you can...
No, yeah, I'm going to stick with my original answer. I'm going to say Ron Howard.
Oh, great. That's a
so
great
that
answer.
My life feels like Arrested Development. Yeah.
You know what? I'd like to change my answer then, if that's okay. Yeah.
Okay,
I think... The guy who like narrated Arrested Development, Ron Howard, actually. Yeah, I think he'd be...
Okay, so the one that I said. You just stole
mine. Because you had a good answer.
Now I got to change it again. Let's go Barack Obama.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Okay, what's the question?
Can I change my answer?
Fine, change your answer. Who's it going to be? Yeah,
David Attenborough. More like David Attenborough. No.
You don't have to think about it. Because I know you're going to say Obama.
No, I think it's going to be... Yeah, I think Obama is like a really great choice.
All right, Johnny. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We'll come back whenever you want. You have the sign-up genius. Anything to plug?
Okay, yeah, sure. Follow me on Instagram. I make content every once in a while.
You have a private Instagram.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make it public
now.
I'm going to make it public now.
Okay.
Because I think I'm ready to be a public figure. And that Instagram is at Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, V-V-I-I. So it's kind of confusing, but yeah, follow me. What,
are you going to do anything for Halloween?
As in like content-wise or just dress up? Hello? Well, he left, so I'm kind of left to my own devices at this point. But I do hope everybody who's listening has a great day, a great week, and a great rest of the year. This is Johnny, signing off.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.